Roleplay activity. Navigating office politics and hierarchy.
A team meeting discussing a major project delay.
All right, team, let's talk about the delay in the project. We need collaboration, not finger pointing. Steven, any insights?
Well, I noticed that some departments don't communicate well. It feels like decisions are made at higher levels without considering our input.
That's just how hierarchy works, Steven. You can't expect executives to consult entry-level employees on everything.
That's easy for you to say, Lisa. You always seem to have influence over decisions because you're close to management. Not everyone has that advantage.
It's called networking, Mark. Maybe if you spent less time complaining and more time building relationships, you'd have more opportunities.
But shouldn't workplace ethics matter more than office politics? If collaboration was stronger, we wouldn't need to rely on personal connections to get things done.
Steven has a point. Influence is useful, but fair leadership should encourage open communication. Let's focus on conflict resolution instead of personal competition. Fine, but how do we negotiate better communication? Because right now, decisions are made, and we're left to deal with the fallout.
Maybe we need a structured way to give feedback, without stepping on toes.
That sounds like a fair negotiation. If we all agree, could we propose a system where employees provide input before decisions are finalized?
Great idea. Let's draft a plan and present it. That's how we change office politics for the better, by focusing on solutions, not personal battles. Mark, you run point on this, Lisa will back you up and Steven can learn from the both of you.